So let's take a look at today's topic and text. Find it here, peace. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Point number one, when you got it. You say, Mike, when you got what? The flu? The stomach bug? What are you talking about? When you got it, when you got peace, when you have peace with God. The Bible says, therefore, having been justified by faith. The search for peace has been elusive for so many people through generations. They've gone down the wrong road that led them, that they thought would lead them to peace inside, but that road turned into a dead end. H.G. Wells, who was an English author and best known for his work in science fiction genre, once said, "Here I am, 65 years old, still looking for peace." So how does a person discover and experience the peace that this young lady has experienced and the peace that this text tells us about? Well, the verse gives us the answer, having been justified by faith. Now, the word justification is one of those big, long biblical words that some people have a hard time grasping and comprehending. So let's take a look at the screen to find out what the Shaw Bible Handbook has to say about the word justification. Justification is a legal term meaning acquittal, a declaration that someone is in the right. So what does it mean when a person who is a follower of Jesus is justified? It means that that person has been forgiven, that that person has been declared not guilty by God. But what about those who have not been justified? What about those who have not determined to become a follower of Jesus? Well, let me explain. The Bible says that non-Christians are in the wrong with God. They have broken His laws, and they deserve punishment. However, God sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to the cross to take our place on the cross for our sins. We all deserve the punishment for our sins, but Jesus died in our place. So when a person, for the first time in his or her life, makes a commitment of his or her life to become a follower of Jesus, at that very instance, at that very moment, at that very second, that person is justified. In other words, that person is acquitted of every sin that he or she has committed in his or her lifetime. God no longer holds that person guilty for his or her sin. That person has been justified. And as you see this verse here, this justification occurs because of faith. The person, believing person, is justified because he or she has placed his or her faith in Jesus Christ. Let's think of this analogy. When a person receives Jesus as his or her Savior, it's like standing in a courtroom before the judge. We have been found guilty as charged. God, who is the divine judge, because we call upon Him for grace, because we call upon Him for mercy, sets that hammer down and declares that we are no longer guilty of our sins. We are acquitted. Now, this is the reason that a non-Christian cannot experience this inner peace. That person is carrying with him or her the guilt of his or her sin. Let me illustrate about the guilt of sin. There was a lady by the name of Alice Metzger. She lived in Oregon's Willamette Valley for over 10 years. Alice was a professional cook, and she also was a mom. She had roots, a white shingled house, restaurants that she had helped started, cooking students she had trained at the local community college, and people who really cared for this caring person. So one day, Alice sent out invitations to 36 friends to come to her home because she was going to make a very special announcement to them. So it was a farewell party that she would have, invite all of her 36 friends that she thought that she would want to be there. So September the 12th, 1993, she had this party. She didn't say in her invitation where she was going. Her invitation only referred to parts unknown. So that day, she seemed like the average Alice. The mother of the 14-year-old son, Jamie, the loving wife to Ron Duncan, her husband, both who stood by her side and watched silently as she began to address her 36 friends. You see, her real name was not Alice. It was a fictitious name, a name that she had stolen, an identity she had stolen from the 1948 birth certificate of a dead baby. She was really Catherine Ann Power, a 1960 student radical turned fugitive who spent 14 years on the FBI's most wanted list. She had driven the getaway car of a 1970 bank robbery in Boston, Massachusetts, where one of her accomplices killed a police officer who had 9 children at home. For 23 years, this woman hid her past, changing her names and cities whenever she felt threatened. And now at the age of 44, she was literally consumed by her guilt, severely depressed, and desperately tired. At this farewell party attended by all of her friends, she was turning herself in. You see, her incredible guilt came as a result of her sin. There was no inner peace in her life. A guilt-filled and a guilt-ravaged life. The life of a non-Christian reflects Alice's, or should I say Catherine's, dilemma. Sin creates guilt. According to the Bible, every non-Christian is guilty before God. This person cannot experience inner peace. But when a person invites Jesus Christ into his or her life to be his or her personal Savior, that person receives the forgiveness of sins, and God says, "You are not guilty." That person is cleansed of every sin that he or she has ever committed. So point one reminds us when we found peace, having been justified by faith. Point number two, who you got it with. Who did you get peace with? The Bible says we have peace with God. When you were declared not guilty of your sins that you had committed in your life, when you and I as Christians experience God's forgiveness, immediately we experience this inner peace. Peace with God. The guilt was gone. Have you ever heard a person who has been converted who said this? "It just seems as though the weight of the world was lifted off of my shoulders." You know what that weight was? It was the weight of the guilt of that person's sin. Now listen to this truth. Peace cannot be found or made by signing a human document, a peace treaty. As a matter of fact, listen to these amazing facts. A former president of the Norwegian Academy of Sciences, as well as historians from England, Egypt, Germany, India, have come up with some of the startling information that's up here on the screen. Look at this. First of all, since 3600 BC, the world has only known 292 years of peace. There have been how many? 14,351 wars. How many people have been killed? 3.64 billion people have been killed on this planet as a result of the lack of peace. The value of property destroyed would pay for a golden belt around the world 9.2 miles wide and 33 feet thick. You see, peace treaties cannot bring lasting peace. People will only be peaceful when they receive Jesus as their Savior and therefore receive the forgiveness of their sins and the removal of their guilt. Then that person has peace with God. You see, peace and real and lasting peace cannot be experienced on a piece of paper. It can only be established in the human heart by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Vance Havner once said this. He said, "Men do not have peace in the world nor in their hearts because they do not have peace with God. Nothing is settled until it is settled right, and nothing is settled right until it is settled with God." I'm reminded of the story that I read of a man recently. His name is Mark. He is the president of a service company in Arizona. And I came across this magazine article, and I read his comments, and I want to read them to you today. He said, "I guess I have always been on the fast-paced life." He said, "When I turned 50 years old, I began wondering if this is all there is to life. Get up, go to work for 12 hours, go home, go to bed, and then start the same routine the next day." He said, "I knew there was more to life than the treadmill I was on." He said, "So when a friend, another businessman in the company, asked if I would be interested in joining a Bible study, I said, 'Why not?'" He writes, "We studied the Gospel of John, and my eyes really began to open to the world that I had never known before." He said, "The Bible study was 6 months long, but I trusted Jesus after only 2 months of that study." He said, "My search for peace is over. I have found it. I've got it. I've got peace with God." And that's what Tesla has. You see, she sought for peace through drugs, through alcohol, through the occult, and it all led to a just ruin in her life. But when she discovered the grace of God through Jesus Christ, she was justified by faith, she was forgiven of her sins, and she was acquitted before Almighty God. Wow is all that I can say. That is God's way. So, point number one, let's review. When you got it, having been justified by faith. Point number two, who you got it with. The Bible says we have peace with God. And then number three, how you got it. How did you get this peace? Very simple. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Here it is, folks. Here's the word to you from God. The word is this: having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. How do you have it? You have it through our Lord Jesus Christ. So many people do not have this peace. They have guilt and they have pain. Drug and alcohol addiction is the result of people who attempt to escape their guilt and their pain. A physical tranquilizer that will remove them from their painful existence called life. An existence in which there is the total and absolute absence of peace in their lives. Perhaps you're here today and you don't have this peace. Perhaps you're here today and you still are under the weight of the guilt of your sin. Well, the Bible has the answer for you today. Simply put, God is perfect, and you aren't. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, "For we have what? We have all sinned and fallen short of God's glory." You see, every non-Christian lives a lifestyle that is totally opposite of God. Now, I'm going to be perfectly blunt with you today. I'm not going to water it down or so, but I'm going to tell you very bluntly today that if you are not a Christian, you, according to the Bible, you are an enemy of God. You know why? Because Romans chapter 5, verse 9 tells us that every non-Christian is an enemy of God. Look at that verse. It's on the screen or in your Bible. "For if when you were enemies, you were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." But notice that phrase, "when we were enemies." According to the Bible, everybody who is not a Christian is an enemy with God. Now, I know that the overwhelming majority of people who aren't Christians would disagree with this statement. You know what they would say? How can I be an enemy of God? I don't dislike God. I just don't have time for God. Have you ever heard this one? I'm not a bad person. Well, you know what? Compared to other people, if you're not a Christian, you're probably just as good as they are. Or the lifestyle you live might be just as good as some Christians that you know. But the tragic mistake that you're making is you're comparing your life to another person's life. What you need to do is to compare your life to God. And when you and I compare our lives to God's, all of a sudden we ask ourselves the question, how really good are you? Once again, the Bible is very blunt. The Bible says in Romans 3:12 that there is none who does good, no, not one. That is the reason that non-Christians don't have this inner peace. They don't have a personal relationship with Jesus. Their sins have never been forgiven. They have never been declared not guilty of their sins, so the load of their guilt, of their sins, is still on their shoulders. And that, hear me today, folks, is the very reason that God sent Jesus to die on the cross. He died in your place. He died so that you might discover and experience God's peace. Colossians chapter 1, verse 20 and 21, God's Word says, having made peace through the blood of the cross, and you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now He has reconciled. Listen to the story. In England, there is in a museum a painting that hangs that shows a soldier who had gone to the front lines to repair the communication lines. The message that was to flow through the lines meant life for hundreds and even literally thousands of soldiers. He found a breach in the wires, but had nothing with which to repair the break. In this picture, while enemy shells are bursting all around him, he took one broken cable with one hand and stretched his other hand and grasped the other cable and made the connection. The dramatic picture had a one-word title, THROUGH. That was the caption, the title of that picture, Through. Do you get it? Inner peace comes through Jesus Christ. The Bible says that Jesus is our peace. Find it here today. God's peace. How can you find this peace? Very simple. Repent of your sin and believe on the Lord Jesus, who died for you and rose from the grave. You have the answer. You've heard it this morning. Find it here. Find peace. When I was a rabble-rousing 18-year-old secular college student, and God just came down in a miraculous way and supernaturally changed my life, the weight of the guilt of sin that was on my shoulders was lifted. It was gone. I've never had that weight anymore. You know why? Because God has declared me not guilty. You see, I never have to worry about where I'm going when I die anymore. Because I've made peace with God. That peace, His peace, is in my life. But what about you? What about your life? Do you have peace? Have you made peace with God? There's only one way you can do that, through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that if you will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved. And at the very moment that you're saved, your life is changed, the guilt is gone, and the peace is in. Find it here, right here. The word is peace. Let's stand.